This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational living room once again. I'd like to take the opportunity to express our greeting to each of you as well, to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level, to interact and to share with each of you. Now, as always, before we begin this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication. The opportunity for you to enter into an altered state of consciousness, what you might refer to as a meditative state of consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness, have the opportunity to have a telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other portions of that stock of consciousness that you are, that you effectively hide from in your awakened consciousness, that are indeed with other entities that might be with us on this afternoon, and would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, that telepathic exchange, many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this relatively limited information that we attempt to express to you through this use of a language. And so we would encourage you, and once again, you will find it quite easy, as a result of the energy that you have created and agreed to participate in, to enter into that altered state of consciousness, to enter into that meditative state, and to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. Doing again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, our message to you is, you have heard many times, is very simple. The reality that you experience is your creation. The reality that you experience is a simple reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. And that seems like such a simple statement. It seems to almost oversimplify, particularly when you're involved in your day-to-day activities and your awakened consciousness state, and you find it quite difficult not only to accept that you may have a hand in the creation of that process, but indeed to accept that somewhere within your belief systems there exists a belief or combination of beliefs that are responsible for that experience, particularly if you are looking at an experience that you might refer to as a negative experience. And yet, if there is one absolute, it's that you create your reality, and that the reality that you create is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. You see, you are not put on this particular vibrational level in this earth system because you had to learn anything. You were not put here because there was some type of growth that you must experience in order to have some type of advancement. You were not put here at all. You're here because you choose to be here. You're here because you make a choice to be participating and be involved in the creation process to create this illusionary reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And by using the term illusionary, we're not necessarily referring to it as the type of illusion that you experience when someone is trying to perform a sleight of hand, but rather an illusion that is very significant in your ability to entertain and experience realities that allow you the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that were not possible in any of the other vibrational levels. And so it's illusionary, but nothing significant. But you see, illusionary means that you can change it. Not only can, but do. The irony of it is that what we express to you that our possibilities are indeed the process that you utilize continuously to sustain this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You do it. It's not something that's foreign to you. It's not something that's out there and you wish you could learn how to do it. You do it. What you wish to learn is how to do it consciously and to retain the memory of what it is that you utilized in the terms of a method or technique that helps you to accomplish that creation from a conscious state. But nonetheless, you do it. This reality that you experience, not only this reality, but all of the realities that you experience at all your levels of consciousness, not only in this vibrational level, but in other vibrational levels as well, are reflections of your beliefs and belief systems, and are your creations, without exception. When you entered into this vibrational level by choice, you as well agreed to participate in the establishment and sustaining of what we have referred to many times as the veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, why you exist within this vibrational level that you put in place, that you choose to sustain. You see, to enter into this vibrational level and to not participate in that sustaining and operating within the limitations that you put in place through that electromagnetic type of energy through that veil would defeat the purpose of being involved in this vibrational level in the first place. You see, when you understand that you are the creator of the realities that you are experiencing, when you understand that what you believe not only affects your reality, but indeed is responsible for the creation of your reality, then you experience an entirely different range of emotions and feelings. We've used the analogy many times. It's like entering into the theater and you see a projection upon the screen and you know that it's simply a projection of lights. That's the production of someone else's creation. And while you sit in that theater, you can experience an immense range of emotions and feelings through a very short period of time. And yet when you leave the theater, you know it was illusionary. It's not that the feelings weren't there. It's not that you didn't get a sense of what it was like. But it was illusionary, and you understand that it was illusionary, and therefore the emotions and feelings don't have the same intensity as what you experience in your real life, in your awakened consciousness state, when you believe that it's not an illusion, when you believe that it's real, and perhaps most importantly, when you believe that you're not entirely in control. Your choice. Your choice. You see, when you sit in that theater and you experience some type of horrific activity that's occurring upon the screen, you can feel various emotions and feelings, perhaps of empathy, perhaps of fear. But when you leave the theater and that same reality occurs in your so-called real life, then the emotions and feelings are, while similar, much more intense. Because you believe that it's a reality that's beyond your control. Your choice, your reality, but illusionary nonetheless. And you see, this creation process that's a reflection of your beliefs and that's within your capacity to alter should you choose to alter your beliefs can only occur if you believe that it's possible. You see, the spark of consciousness that you are, once again, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad for you. If you wish to believe you're not in control, then that spark of consciousness, that entity, if you wish, that is who you are, that is the real you, gives that to your awakened consciousness state so that you can have that experience and does so without judging as to whether or not it's right or wrong, whether or not that's something that you should or should not have. Because if you wish to choose that you're not in control, then you create the reality to then adapt that belief. It's still a choice. It's still holding a belief system. And it's still validated through what you expected to experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Without exception, the spark of consciousness that you are is so much more than you can even comprehend to be the greatest that you can imagine in your so-called awakened consciousness that. You are all that is. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of your so-called creation and all of the other so-called creations that is any more or any less than any other entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but once again in all of the other vibrational levels. You are all that is. It becomes very difficult to give you any type of an expert explanation because you see, it's based on concepts that are limited by your belief systems, particularly in time and space. And any explanations attempted to give through this use of the vocabulary always puts in place some type of reference that's based upon your reality that you experience in this awakened consciousness state. We've suggested many, many times, if you wish to find the answers, if you wish to know, you must go inside. You won't find it written in a book. You may find some particular interesting aspects. You may find that there's been some entities who have been quite successful at going within inside and they try to tell you what it's like and what the experience is like, and so you look at that and believe that that's the answer, but it really isn't. The answer lies with inside. And it defies explanation through the use of a vocabulary. You must go with inside. It's an experience that you can all have. You have but to believe, and you have but to make the attempts to make that connection to that spark of consciousness that you are, to that absolute unconditional love that exists within each and every one of you. That opportunity exists for you as well. You have but to believe and to make that attempt to go with inside. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. A very simple statement. And yet, in your awakened consciousness, that many times it's difficult to understand what that belief is. How do you alter that? Well, if I don't lack this reality, what do I do to alter it? How is the process able to be accomplished from a conscious state? And we've suggested that you're entering into this so-called new age and new energy, this transformation of the energy that comprises your vibrational level as a result of your wishing to make that alteration, and that you're very near to the completion of that alteration, and indeed many are experiencing your so-called consciousness state of awareness and creation process in your so-called time of now. It's something that you have to wait for. The irony of it is, it's not really anything that hasn't been available to you at your view forever. It's your choice to make it limited in its availability and very difficult. Your choice. You see, it always comes back to your choice. It always comes back to your belief systems. It always comes back to you creating the reality, not some other entities or entity, not some group of guides, although that which you wish to have, you can have it. Not some superior God that creates your reality, although that's what you wish to believe, you can have that as well. You see, it's not right or wrong. This is not something that you can or cannot do or should not do. The spark of consciousness, once again, that you are, gives to you that which you desire and does so without judging if it's right or wrong. You get exactly what it is that you desire, without exception. Again, a very difficult concept to grasp when it seems to be a less than enjoyable reality that you're experiencing, but nonetheless, it's there. It's an illusion. You came into this experience so that you can have the opportunity to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings, and the only way you can have that is if you make the create the realities that make it possible to have that experience. If you want to experience absolute unconditional love without all of this so-called complications that exist within your vibrational level and within your awakened consciousness state, then you will choose to leave this vibrational level to have that experience of creating from a position of absolute unconditional love and being consciously aware that that's how you create it. You will make the choice to leave this vibrational level. You cannot fail. This is not a win or lose situation. You can't sit in this particular reality, in this vibrational level forever, unless you choose to exist in it forever, and forever doesn't exist anyway. It's an illusion. It's an illusion, and you choose to be involved in that illusion, and should you choose to leave this illusion, you will do that as well. Your choice. You cannot fail. Only three truisms in this reality, and in any other reality, and in any other vibrational level, that you cannot change, then that is who and what you truly are. And that is, one, that you are the God you search for. You are all that is. There's not some other entity that's greater than what you are. You are it. Number two, you create the reality entirely. We're not talking about being able to create the reality so that you can have a nice income or so that you can enjoy certain benefits in this reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state. We're talking about the creation of the entire vibrational level. Each of you exists within each and every atom of this entire universe. You are all that is. You create the reality. And the third truism is that you cannot fail. This is not a situation where you must have a certain experience, where you must go through some type of evolution, or you must become enlightened, unless, of course, you wish to put in place those limitations. You can have that, but it's not necessary. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. It's a no-brainer. It's a given. It's there. You choose to hide from it, but it's there. And you cannot escape from it. You cannot lose it. When you accept those principles, then you can begin to get on with this conscious creation process. You can begin to attempt to develop methods or techniques that work for you because you believe they will work. All of the experiences that occur within your vibrational level start from someone's imagination. Think of it. We challenge you to think of one so-called benefit that exists within your society that did not start out somewhere as an idea sparked by someone's imagination. Imagination is a key to creation. What is it that you desire? When you know what it is that you desire, then utilize your imagination as to what it would be like to have that experience. You see, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you
that which you desire, to validate beliefs that you hold. And so utilizing imagination gives that spark of consciousness that you are, your so-called subconscious, is that which you choose to label it, a better understanding of what it is that you desire. You see, once again, the subconscious does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether you should or should not have it, but simply produces that for you. And so if you imagine that your day is going to be a very joyful day, if you imagine what it would be like to have certain experiences, then that signal, if you wish, that is transferred between your so-called conscious and your subconscious, and you begin to put in place the thoughts and the feelings that are going to influence the choices and decisions that you make, that make that reality become an experience that is more than just your imagination. And so imagination is key. It is key to allowing you to have the thoughts and the feelings to influence your choices, to influence the decisions that you make, that influence the reality that you experience. And those thoughts and those feelings are influenced by what it is that you believe. Many individuals believe that if they hold a certain attitude, that it will influence their day, that it will influence the reality that they experience. And it can, absolutely. You see, once again, the reality is a reflection of your beliefs given to you from that spark of consciousness that you are, without judging whether it's right or wrong. But holding an attitude many times is not the attitude, that's a reflection of the belief that you hold. You see, you can hold an attitude that you will have abundance into your lifestyle, for example. But if you hold a belief that you're not worthy, then it becomes very difficult to achieve that reality. Because once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. If you wish to believe and hold the belief that you're not worthy, then the spark of consciousness will create all parts of reality to validate that belief system. And do so joyously. Not like it's right or wrong. Not like it's something you should or should not have, but simply validate, without judgment, any belief that you hold. And your beliefs, many times, are intermingled with what we refer to as the various belief systems. The human consciousness belief system and the societal belief system and the individual belief system all interact with each other to create a belief system. And if one of the overriding beliefs that you hold is that it's not possible for you to accomplish that, then the spark of consciousness that you are joyously validates that belief system. And so one of these creation processes that is important is to understand what it is that you have as an expectation in this creation process. What do you expect will occur? There are, within this so-called creation process, a multitude of activities that are being carried out by each individual in your so-called altered state of consciousness, from your subconsciousness, if that's what you wish to refer to it as. Within your own physical being, there are a multitude of activities that are occurring and being carried out by your subconsciousness. Your conscious mind, in your conscious state,
definitely has the opportunity to influence that subconsciousness, and as a result of that influence of the subconsciousness, alter the activities that are occurring within your physical being. And you do that on a regular basis. You see, once again, many of your beliefs and belief systems are put in place in an altered state of consciousness. You think in your awakened conscious state that this is it. You think that this is the most important aspect of your creation process, and it really isn't. It's important, and we're not trying to suggest that it doesn't have significance, but nonetheless, in your so-called big scheme of things of who and what you truly are, this particular incarnational period is but a small portion of the entity that you truly are. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time, in the same state, if you wish. You simply choose to tune into this particular one in this particular conscious state. However, in your altered states of consciousness, it's not that way at all. Absolutely not. And so that subconsciousness, or the stock of consciousness that you are, carries out all of these activities and various aspects of your creation process. And it does so very easily, and without judging, once again, whether it's right or wrong, should or should not be. Right or wrong is an awake human consciousness concept. Good or bad is an awake human consciousness concept. At the level from which you create this reality, it is absolute and unconditional love. Unconditional love. And unconditional means that it does not put conditions upon the realities that you desire to experience, but gives it to you rejoicingly. And so, this reality that you are influencing from your conscious state of mind, by the utilization of your imagination and your expectation, and through your thought processes, and the choices and decisions that you're making, are indeed brought into the expectation by that spark of consciousness that you are, that's carrying out all of these activities, not only within your physical being, although that's the easiest portion for you to comprehend, but also throughout your entire universe. That becomes a little bit more difficult for each of you to accept the responsibility for the entire universe. But nonetheless, many can accept at your conscious level the responsibility for what's occurring within your physical being. But you have difficulty in accepting that it's a reflection of your belief system, that it's validation of what you desire. That becomes difficult, particularly if it's a reality that you find in your awakened consciousness state to be less than desirable. Becomes very difficult, absolutely, to accept that responsibility. But the irony of it is that until you accept that responsibility, you'll have great difficulty in making the alterations from a conscious state. Until you can accept that it's a validation of your belief system, then it becomes very difficult to accept that you have the capacity to change it. We've suggested many times that when you come into this incarnational period, and not only this one, but all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in, that you are influencing this one by, and that this one is also having influence on, you put in place belief systems. And recently your scientists have come up with the DNA, an understanding that there is within your physical makeup the potential to have various experiences. The potential. A potential that's put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness. Various elements or beliefs that you may or may not wish to experience in an incarnational period. And so you go through this incarnational period, and from your conscious state you make choices and decisions. You hold certain feelings and emotions that interact with the energy that surrounds that DNA. And as a result of the choices and decisions, and as a result of these emotions and feelings, and as a result of the attitudes that you hold that are actually a reflection of the beliefs that you hold, you may or may not activate or deactivate the energy that surrounds that DNA, and as a result of that activation or deactivation or alteration of the energy that surrounds that DNA, you take what was once sitting there as a so-called dominant belief system that had the possibility of occurring within this incarnational period, and you turn it from being dominant to being active, and from being a possibility to a probability, and as a result of those choices and decisions and belief systems, you bring it into your reality and you experience it. And then you look back upon it and wonder why that's occurred. Many times you've spent years making those choices and decisions that are influencing that energy that surrounds the DNA, and suddenly this reality occurs. And it's like, I want an instant reversal. But you see, you believe in time and space. You believe that it takes time for certain things to occur. And as a result of holding those beliefs in time and space, through which you choose to believe, it's not something that's forced upon you. It's your choice to believe. It's your choice to exist within this vibrational level again. It's a choice to exist within the limitations of understanding who and what you truly are. So accept that that's how it is, that it's your choice. It's not imposed upon you. It's your choice. And as a result of believing that it takes time to make these alterations, accept that that is part of the reality that you experience through your choice, and that it will possibly take time to make the alterations, to reverse the energy in that DNA, and to actually alter that DNA once again. You can do it instantly, absolutely. We're not suggesting for an instant that you can't. You can instantly alter it. Absolutely, you have but to believe. Many times that instant alteration comes from within thought. It comes from a connection and an understanding of who and what you truly are. It comes from an absolute acceptance for the reality that you're experiencing, and that you have within you the capacity to have these seemingly miraculous occurrences within your awakened consciousness state. Imagination. Imagination is a powerful element in accomplishing and achieving that type of alteration of your DNA. And your scientists are beginning to believe and to understand that what you think and feel, the thoughts and the choices that you make, and your emotions, have an immense impact upon the DNA, and even have the potential to change the DNA. But your scientists have yet to discover that it's actually the energy that surrounds the DNA that you affect. That it's actually the energy of who and what you truly are that's responsible for the creation of that particular DNA in the first place. And it's actually the energy of who and what you truly are that has the potential to make the alteration should you choose to believe. And so it comes back to the basics. If you can't get past the basics, then the rest becomes very difficult and clouded. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God that you search for, and you create your reality. If one does not hold that particular element of belief, then it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility for your entire reality experience, and to have the capacity to alter it, to change it, should you choose to do so,
was to enhance it and perpetuate it, should you choose that route as well. It doesn't really matter. You see it as good or bad, positive or negative, once again, is a human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. You are all that is. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. If you wish to get a true concept of those brief statements, then we encourage you to go with inside. You will not find it written in a book. No one else can express it to you. You will not find it through a message such as we attempt to express to you. You must experience it. And it's an individual journey that no one else can back for you, but yet one that's available to each of you. You have but to believe. Now, we would leave you for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to come back and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. And in the meantime, we will bid you farewell with the love and great peace.